So right now we're actually at the Passover Seder meal, and the meal begins. And you know, everything about Passover is about Jesus. That's the reason we eat the Passover Seder. That's why at your house you eat this with your family, with your kids. You're helping them encounter Jesus in a practical way that God actually created and invented to help you impart the gospel to your kids. Mm-hmm. Exodus 12 is kind of sad when you grow up eating Passover and get none of the gospel. But it's on the other end, as Christians, you realize that he's given us this wonderful gift, mm-hmm. that, you know, and then we do need to help impart that to all of our Jewish friends. But on the other end, it is not just for the Jews. It's for Christians. It's for all of us. It's for mm-hmm. all mankind. God has wanted to impart this to us. And so to neglect this is just not a wise thing. Exodus 12 lists five things that are important about the meal. All of them are Jesus. Mm-hmm. They eat the flesh of the lamb on that night, roasted in fire. You have unleavened bread. You have bitter herbs. You can't eat it raw or boiled at all with water, but roasted in fire. Its head with its legs and its entrails, you shall let none of it remain until morning. What remains of it until morning, you shall burn with fire. And this is how you eat it: with a belt on your waist, your sandals on your feet, your staff in your hand, so you shall eat it in haste. It is the Lord's Passover. All right, so all of those are significant, and right. All of them are Jesus, right? Mm-hmm. Why is it roasted in fire? Hebrews 12. Therefore, since we are receiving a kingdom which cannot be shaken, let us have grace by which we may serve God acceptably with reverence and godly fear, for our God is a consuming fire. You see, when you draw near to him, you get that roasted in fire feeling. He is cleaning you. The closer you get to him, you see, he's not coming to destroy you, to hurt you, he's coming to roast you. He's coming to clean off the things that need cleaned off. Why is there no leaven? Therefore, purge out the old leaven. This is 1 Corinthians 5. That you may be a new lump, since mm-hmm. you truly are unleavened. For indeed Christ, our Passover, was sacrificed for us. Therefore, let's keep the feast, not with old leaven, nor the leaven of malice and wickedness, but with the unleavened bread of sincerity and truth. You see, bread without leaven means to live without pride and sin. The real issue is waiting and hesitating. You know, what's holding you back? What are you holding on to that's causing you to pause or wait or hesitate walking closely with God? It's not really about yeast. You see, it's about the things of our life that cause us to hesitate to wait. Why do you have to eat bitter herbs? Well, it helps us recall the bitterness of slavery. Sin is like a bitter herb. You know, sometimes it can taste sweet at first, but it always ends bitter. Why must you eat all of the lamb? Well, I think we touched on this earlier, but it's not about still being hungry. You can't pick and choose the parts of Jesus you like, neglect the others. You can't come and go. It's not just your presence inside the house with blood on the door that keeps you safe, but the presence of the lamb inside of you. A lot of people say, you know, going to church, attending church, won't save you any more than a car in a garage. Right. It will. You see how that works. You have to have Jesus. It's the bottom line. Why do you eat it clothed and ready to leave? Well, we live clothed in Christ and no longer see sin as our home. That is just so huge. We can't let little sins creep into our lives and go unchecked, because if we get distracted, we may find ourselves in the world, which is like Egypt, while our people and God have left with our destiny. See, that's really real. They had to leave. Mm-hmm. They had to separate themselves. And some of them were so attached to Egypt, they died in the desert. Out of all of those that left, only two adults and all of the 21 and below survived. That should be a harsh warning to what God will go through to save us. But there is that line. Wow. We've got to go with him. Mm.